This is the 5-minute focus for both hours of June 30th, 2022.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Times of struggle, they certainly can be. It's also the greatest possible time to be a Christian because God is creating the easiest pass-fail test that exists. 5-minute focus is a look ahead about what we're going to discuss, sort of me processing out loud, but together as a family. Also, your opportunity to share. Just hit the share button on your app if you think people need to hear news delivered like this. Let's just pretend that this is true. This is Cassidy Hutchinson testifying on Wednesday about what she says happened after January 6th.
Once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol. And when Bobby had relayed to him, "We're not. We don't have the assets to do it. It's not secure. We're going back to the West Wing." The president had very strong, very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing."
So she went on to say that she heard that President Trump tried to choke a Secret Service agent and tried to seize control of the steering wheel. So it sounds bad. As is always the case when things are spoken about Trump, I will wait 2 days to see what comes in clarification. It's already been clarified that this is something she heard, not something she witnessed with the president. But let's just assume it's true. So we're dealing with a flawed human being, and we knew that. But what are we dealing with when we talk about the party?
This is a medical decision, and the medical choices that should be made should be governed by what is best for that woman and what is best at the suggestion of and advice of their doctor.
That's Stacey Abrams. She just about said what's best for the child. You can hear it. She caught herself because she's talking about abortion at any time, 9 months or otherwise. So what are we dealing with when we're dealing with the party?
Stop the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
So that's Terry McAuliffe saying, I don't think parents should have any say into what schools they pay for teach their kids. So what are we really actually dealing with when we're talking about the party?
It's so fascinating that conservatives, so-called conservatives, have long said, abortion, Roe needs to be overturned because abortion is never mentioned in the Constitution. Well, Rev, it's also not mentioned, as you know, better than anybody, in the Bible.
You know what else isn't mentioned in the Bible? The phrase, the Bible. So what are we really dealing with when we're dealing with the party? Well, we're dealing with this woman suddenly back on the scene.
I went to law school with him. Mm-hmm. He's been a person of grievance for as long as I've known him. Resentment, grievance, anger.
She's talking about Clarence Thomas. That's, of course, Hillary Clinton talking about Clarence Thomas. I'm so old. I remember when it was racism to call a black man angry and resentful. I'm so young. I can remember last week when Hillary Clinton's party was telling all black people to be angry and resentful. So what are we actually dealing with when we're dealing with the party? In hour one, I'm going to go and explore that because it's my theory that we can't find a single instance, not an idea, not a principle, not an action, from the party that does not oppose God. I know that's a serious charge, but I'm going to go through it. Hour two just changed. I've got it outlined sitting right here. It's just changed. I just feel directed to speak about something else. It's just that daily life goes on. It's just that I witnessed a man doing his job. And it's a man that a lot of us would be quick to view as not an enemy, but as a bad guy. But there he was going about his job. And I told a friend about it today. And I think I need to tell you about it. That's the 5-Minute Focus. Please do share it with friends. That's the only way podcasts thrive, is through growth. And you guys have been so great in that way. And let's remember to spend more time with the Lord than we do with podcasts, this one, or any other form of media.